You all know that we are going to make a big fight against illegal deforestation.
That was Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, president-elect of Brazil, speaking at COP27 last week. Brazil is one of the most climate-vulnerable countries in the world. Despite the soaring deforestation in the Brazilian Amazon directly impacting local communities, the country may not be eligible for the fund. Marcelo Leiterman Lima from Greenpeace Brazil explains why.
Brazil is considered an upper-middle-income country. So Brazil is not among the most economically vulnerable countries, which is tricky because it does not consider quite well the inequalities inside Brazil.
So, what are the Amazon communities hoping for the fund? Brazilian biologist Ana Lucia Torino weighs in.
No caso da Amazônia,
In the case of Amazon, one of the essential points is that we need to invest in clean technology, invest in agricultural processes which are generated in a natural way. The local communities already farm in this natural way, but we need the market to also adapt and farm in a sustainable approach.
With much needed funding still in limbo for the Amazon's vulnerable communities, Lima outlines an alternative way of disbursing loss and damage funds.
There should be a mechanism in the debate of the fund on how to guarantee that those people in the world that need the most to be taken care of by this fund to reach this money, and not countries themselves, but the vulnerable people, the most vulnerable for climate change.
With the details of the loss and damage fund still murky, there's a sense of urgency from those living on the front lines of deforestation and climate change.
We need to confront this problem today because adaptation is already here. It's already in course where I live, and there's very little being negotiated in this deal, so we need it now.
Crucial details as to who qualifies under the scheme, what constitutes as loss and damage, and how the money would be dispersed will be on the agenda at COP28 in the United Arab Emirates next year.